Good morning, everybody. This is Howard Partridge, and I want to welcome each and every one of you to the Inner Circle webcast. Please type in your biggest accomplishment this week and let me know how you are doing today. Let me know that you can hear me okay and that you can see the screen okay. All right. Hey, good morning, Paul. How's it going, buddy? Elise, Sherry, Chris, David Gargan, Denise, Doug, Evan, Gail, Jim, Joe, John, 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 Jonathan, Josh, Lori, Marcy, Michael, Mike, Pamela, Phil, Rick Jones, Mr. Rick Jones, Rodney, Roger, Steven, Steve, Susan, Tim, and there's Michael LeBlanc is here. They're still signing in. Okay, wonderful, beautiful. All right, well, let us get started then. It's always better than phenomenal being here with you every single week. Let's shout out to the people who make it possible, which is the Ziegler Corporation, Total Merchant Concepts, Sherry Perry. If you need credit card processing and want to work with a phenomenal company, that's who you need. And then, of course, Scott Reeb with Reeb Law, and get all your legal stuff taken care of. And Infusionsoft, the greatest sales and marketing software on the planet. Well, as you guys probably know, if you follow us on Facebook at all, that Santiago and I were on a whirlwind tour last week. In fact, I came to you from West Virginia, I believe, last week. We're in so many places it's hard to keep track, but I tell you what, this guy knows how to do it. I mean, he can do anything for you. He can drive your car, he can fix your computer, he can build you an app, he can coach, he can teach. He is Superman, and that's why we call him Santiago Man. In fact, he is consulting with an Inner Circle member right now at our office, and as soon as I get done with this, I'm heading over that way to jump in. And after I spoke to you guys last week, we finished up a trade show, and then we went down to Tennessee, which I didn't take any pictures of our live pod down there. We did take a little video. I should have grabbed some screenshots of that, but on Thursday, we had a live pod over there, and one of the of course, Randy and Amber were there hosting us in Sevierville, Tennessee, and one of the restaurant owners came down. He just said, you know, Inner Circle has absolutely changed my life in just the last 5 months. This is Kelly Miller and his wife, Margie, and his phenomenal team. We spent a whole day with them doing team training there, and it was just absolutely off the charts. Now, before I get rolling, I always like to hear from my good friend and my mentor, Mr. Rick Jones. Rick, let me see why you are not in as a panelist or organizer. Let me get you transferred over there so you can unmute yourself. Hang on just 1 second. There you go, sir. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning, Howard. First of all, before I forget, since I have the opportunity to speak to a lot of people during the week, got some great comments on the one thing that you've been doing on Saturday. Folks are starting to really get it. And I think it's going to have a great impact on their companies. I'm looking forward to the lesson today for a number of reasons. I was reading an article the other day on business, the 12 characteristics of people who are the best at what they do. Guess what was at the top of the list?
They have vision.
They have vision. They said that these folks are not locked on the here and now. They work hard for today, but they live for the future. They begin with the end in mind. And then, ironically, I was reading in one of your favorite books, Beyond Entrepreneurship by Jim Collins, and I noticed that over on when you look under the benefits of wisdom, he listed three key things. Extraordinary, it forms the basis of extraordinary human effort. Passion. It provides a context for strategic planning. And here's what I really love. It shares the shared vision creates cohesion, teamwork and community, which is, I know, a big word with you. And lastly, here's the key. And this is why I guess Maxwell says that everything rises and falls on leadership. He said it's impossible to build a great company without an effective leadership style. It all starts with you, and then comes the vision. So let's get to it, man. I'm excited. Let's talk about vision today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Rick. In fact, I need to pull that book back down because you got some good stuff that I did not record. In fact, we're gonna talk about that book today. And I'm glad that you brought that up because I'm going to go pull that and get me a screenshot of that quote. And I am actually going to meet Jim Collins, who's going to be speaking at a seminar I'm going to with Dave Ramsey week after next, I believe it is. It's the 23rd through 25th in Dallas. So I'm going to get to hear from Jim Collins for the very first time in my life, and hopefully meet him and get a picture with him. So,
does everybody know that where you're going to be speaking and with the kind of people, by any chance?
Why do you ask?
Well, I think that I know our members would be proud. I mean, I've been looking to see you up on a stage with some of these quote top speakers because I feel, in my own personal opinion, that you belong right there, and I think you ought to share it with the group, Mr. Partridge.
I will, but I'm going to share that next week when I have some pictures to go with it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Gotcha, hey, Bubba.
There's my coach leading me every step of the way. I love it. Thank you, sir. All right, and I believe that Santiago is busy with Jim Yount right now, but let me pause for just a moment to make sure. I don't know. Maybe they're listening in. I don't know. Okay, there we go. All righty. Well, so I always like to start to remind us that there are five important systems, five vital systems in any business. Michael Gerber said that the secret is the system. The more that we can take this stuff and just make it a system in our business, then the better off we're going to be. And we started out with marketing. That's everything that you do to attract prospects to your business. Then sales, everything you do to convert prospects into paying customers. Operations, everything that you do to serve your clients, which we'll be working on some this weekend at the conference, and you know, creating that ultimate experience. And then administration is everything that you do to track your stats. I did a video conference with Ellen Rohr yesterday to promote our eight week series that she'll be doing. She'll start on June the 7th and go for 8 weeks. So June and July will be focused on numbers and administration and learning Ellen Rohr's system. She's going to do an 8 week course for us. And by the way, that course is a $597 course, and Inner Circle members attend at no charge. So she's going to take over the Inner Circle webcast for 8 weeks because I can't teach numbers nearly as good as she can. I'll introduce her each week and kind of keep you guys updated on, you know, what's happening and everything. But I'm working on some really, really big projects and going to get down there to the beach June and July and let her take the lead role on the weekly webcast, and it's just going to be, and we're going to get fully prepared for the Dest and Dream Retreat and the October conference, and just I'm so excited. And then, of course, it's leadership, and we always say that we should start with leadership because everything does rise and fall on leadership. And my definition of leadership is effectively communicating your vision. Effectively communicating your vision. Now, one of the things that one of the reasons that I'm doing this course is because I want you all to learn this proven system. That's why we're going through it step by step by step by step, painstakingly going through the course step by step by step, because there's a lot to put together here. You know, learning it is just one thing, implementing it is something else. And I want to, I discovered a kind of a new, not new, but just an idea for myself that is helping me to implement better, and that is that, you know, we're always stretched for learning time. You know, we're reading books, we're listening to audiobooks, we got all this stuff here. And I joined a program recently. One of my goals this year is to master internet marketing at a very high level. And so I'm investing a lot of money in learning. I'm investing a lot of money in testing and hiring, outsourcing people and that kind of stuff. And so one of the courses that I joined up in, they have webinars like this, and there's a replay. And so I'm like, this is a lot of material that I got to get through. And at first I was frustrated, kind of like some of you guys when you first start. Hi, D. And I actually even emailed the guy, and I was like, hey, can I just convert to consulting? You just tell me what to do. And so he said, well, let's get on a call and talk about it. So we did. And he goes, can you tell everybody everything that they need to know in an hour? And I was like, no. And he said, do they have to listen and learn and go through your course to learn it? And I was like, yes. And I immediately got it, that there's no shortcut. In fact, what I've seen is that, you know, when I try to coach people who are not in the inner circle, who do not have any knowledge whatsoever of our basic core programs, then it's like it's impossible. It's almost impossible. I mean, you can do executive coaching and that kind of stuff, but you got to have the systems. And so what I did is I said, okay, what I'm going to do is I'm going to schedule myself, you know, every day and when I'm driving and all of that, have those links in my phone where I can just push that link and listen to it while I'm driving, schedule an hour a day to just go through one module a day. So think about Inner Circle for a second. If you went through one of the training modules on the Inner Circle or one of the live conference sessions every single day, 6 days a week, I mean, you could get through a lot of material. And of course, you know, we've got the books and the manuals and all that kind of stuff too. But congratulations for being here. And congratulations for tuning in every Tuesday, because this is how you get it step by step by step. But if you want to put it on the fast track and really just put a whole bunch of stuff in, that might be a strategy for you. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience. See, there's a difference between leadership and phenomenal leadership. Phenomenal leadership delivers a meaningful experience that inspires the team to implement. What's going to inspire people to implement? When you care about them, when you help them get what they want, when you're interested in their goals, when you're interested in their personal growth, when you're interested in their personal life, the fact is that inspires people. It inspires people when you live a life that is of integrity and of character, and when you live a life of you have that vision. And you have a dream, and you want to change the world. People are inspired by that, and when they're inspired, they implement. A phenomenal leadership system is a group of working parts that duplicates results consistently. So you go back to your assessment. That's a systems checklist right there. Even in your systems, as you're implementing them, you can get in and refine them. Yesterday we did orientation for our newest Phenomenal Products team member, Dana, who just started with us yesterday. Just a wonderful young lady with her whole life in front of her. She's just the perfect fit for us. We're just so happy that she's with us, and you'll meet her at the conference. And Santiago and I did the orientation together yesterday, and I got a little bit involved because I was like, hey, I don't feel like, just being transparent, I don't feel like our training when we onboard people has been very effective because we're all so busy. Nobody's spending time with this person. So I decided to take it personally and I outlined everything, made sure our system was good, and Santi does a phenomenal job. But we got to follow up. We can't get busy and not implement those systems, those training systems, that orientation and everything that goes with it. There are no shortcuts. So we're talking about vision, and we're talking about effectively communicating your vision. And the first thing I want to start with is in the Simple Dimple business plan that we went through in GPS. If you haven't been through that yet, there's about 14 modules in GPS. And if you want to really do this right and systematic and methodical, you go back and start with your GPS, because the one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. And then you got to have your business plan. If you'll simply fill out this document, then you'll have a roadmap to follow. And then you start building those systems little by little by little. But if you recall, the very first page in that business plan, that Simple Dimple business plan, is your vision for your company. This is my business vision for the next 12 months. Describe how you see your business being different this coming year. A vision is a picture of your preferred future. Nobody knows what's going to happen, but guess what? If you don't have a vision, you don't have anything to follow. If you don't have a plan, you don't have anything to follow. And as Rick said earlier, that vision gives us the inspiration to implement. A vision gives us desire. It gives us that secret ingredient that Zig Ziglar talks about. It causes us to implement. You know, I've been saying over and over recently, because I hear from Inner Circle members, especially people who are new, is that, whew, I just had no idea how much work this was going to be. And you cannot focus on what you have to do. You have to have a big enough dream, a big enough vision that compels you to do whatever is necessary to make it happen. And if that dream doesn't do that, if that vision doesn't do that, it's not big enough, or better put, it's not meaningful enough. So your vision is going to include your sales numbers, your staff changes, equipment purchases, new products or services. And what you want to do is, as it says on the screen, just, J-U-S, just let your imagination run on this exercise. So for those of you who are high C's, yes, I have typos in my stuff, but it doesn't matter. You can be phenomenally successful in all areas of life and still have typos. So just let your imagination run on this exercise. List everything you would like to do. And by the way, don't just do that once. Do that on a continual basis. Talk to your team about where we are going. What is the vision? How cool can it be? How cool can it be? This is the book that Rick was talking about a while ago, and I don't think he knew even that I was going to talk about it, but the place that I got the MVP, the mission, values, and purpose, was from this book. Jim Collins wrote a book called Good to Great. It was a blockbuster bestseller. It's quoted by all the top business gurus in the world. It was a study on the most enduring companies, and they study different aspects. They studied the leadership, they studied longevity, and they studied a bunch of different things. And this book here, Beyond Entrepreneurship, is a little-known book by Jim Collins. He's known for Good to Great and Great by Choice and Built to Last and all those great classic business books. But this one, a lot of people don't really know about. It's called Beyond Entrepreneurship, Turning Your Business into an Enduring Great Company. And what I found in this book, I obviously didn't grab the community stuff. Maybe when I was reading it, I didn't either see that, or maybe I underlined it but didn't draw it out of there. So now Rick is making me go back and get that. So I can't wait. But here's what Jim Collins says, and his co-author, they say, we know it sounds trite to underscore the need for communication. again, leadership is effectively communicating. And indeed, we wish it were trite. The unfortunate fact is that many company leaders are poor communicators. It's not that they can't communicate, it's that they don't. A great company thrives on communication. Effective leaders stimulate constant communication up, down, sideways, group, individual, company-wide, written, oral, formal, informal. They work towards having a continual hum of communication throughout the organization. You've got to continually be communicating in every single method possible. Then they talked about the importance of feedback. If we had to pick the single most underused element of effective corporate leadership, it would be feedback, especially positive feedback. It's a fact of human nature that people perform better when they have a positive self-image. Look at that. I mean, that's just Zig Ziglar confirmed in the business world. Boom, right there. Psychologists in a variety of experiments have found that people's performance objectively measured. Remember that we talked about the proper way to manage earlier in Game of Work, that instead of just observing, instead of judging, objectively measured, PRD, that people's performance objectively measured improves or declines depending on the type of feedback they get. Positive feedback tends to improve performance, whereas negative feedback tends to decrease performance. Support and encouragement. Even accountability can be positive. The function of leadership, the number one responsibility of a leader, is to catalyze a clear and shared vision for the company and to secure commitment and vigorous pursuit of that vision. That is a universal requirement of leadership, and no matter what your style, you must perform this function. So then I found in there that they had three components of vision. And the first one is core values and beliefs. Now, I moved them around, mission, values, and purpose, because I wanted to make it easy for you to remember. MVP, most valuable player. You're building a championship team. What if every single person on the team was an MVP? So here's what Jim Collins says. Core values and beliefs are where vision begins. Isn't that interesting? Core values and beliefs, what do we believe, is where vision begins. Core values and beliefs are like an ether that permeates an organization, its decisions, its policies, its actions, throughout all phases of its evolution. Some companies refer to this as their guiding philosophy. We're talking about values here. See, you do what you value, and you value what you do. And you've got to be specific and intentional about your values. Vision component two is purpose. The second primary part of a good vision is an outgrowth of your core values and beliefs. Purpose is the fundamental reason for your company's existence. It's ultimate reason for being. Your company's purpose dovetails with the sense of personal purpose that you and other members of the company hold deep within you, and thereby provides meaning to work. Vision component three, mission. Mission, the third key part of an effective vision, is a clear and compelling overall goal that serves as a focal point of effort. To quickly grasp the concept of mission, think of the NASA moon mission as articulated by President Kennedy in 1961. Now, I call it MVP, and the mission is how we accomplish the vision. So we have the goals out there. We have our one-sentence mission statement to provide the most phenomenal service experience ever, as an example. We have values. Those are standards we live by. We protect our reputation. We get as much experience as we can. We get as much education and training as we can. We operate by systems. That's a value that we operate by. And we have a commitment or guarantee. We stand behind what the work that we do. We keep our word. And so those are the values, some examples of values that we live by. And then purpose is why we do what we do. So let's jump into it. Michael Gerber also talked about the dream. You know, he said the dream is the impossible. The dream is something that will never, ever be solved. It's a problem in the world that will never be solved. For example, hunger will never be solved. That would be a good example. But if you have a big dream of solving hunger in the world, guess what that's going to lead to? It's going to lead to a phenomenal vision. And then it's going to give you a mission. Here's what we got to go do. And then it's going to lead you to the purpose, which is the why behind what you do. And in Michael Gerber's dreaming room, the first time I got that artist pad out, and I still have it. I have it right here in my goals folder right here. And I was working on that community thing, and the dream was that that all small business owners in the world would live in community. Is that ever going to happen? No. Is world peace ever going to happen? No. In fact, we're getting further from that. But that's the dream, which gives you the vision, and the vision is specific. So we'll unwrap that here in just a second. John Maxwell says a dream is an inspiring picture of the future that energizes your mind, will, and emotions, empowering you to do everything that you can to achieve it. See, if that picture doesn't inspire you, if it doesn't energize your mind, if it doesn't energize your will, if it doesn't energize your emotions, it will not empower you. It will not empower you. You will not be willing to do the work. And two of the biggest reasons that we don't have a big, compelling, phenomenal dream is, number one, our self-image. Who am I? Why me? Jim Rohn said, why not you? Why not you? You're a phenomenal product. You can do anything you want to do. You can become any person that you want to become. And then the second thing is that people don't believe it's possible. People don't believe it's possible. See, the fact is that it is possible. Anything is possible. But if you don't have that vision, if you don't have that dream, if you don't have that inspiring picture, it's not going to happen. My mentor told me one time, he said, vision plus vision equals division. If you have two people in your organization that have two different visions, agendas develop, and sooner or later there will be division. And the fact is that you got to get everybody on board with the vision. They are part of the vision. They help you craft the vision. That's one of the reasons that I'm so grateful for Santiago, because the guy helps me dream. All right, I wasn't going to tell you about this, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because you're family, you're inner circle. So we're on this trip, and it's 8 o'clock at night. Around 7:30 maybe, and I'm ready to go to bed at 8 o'clock, because if I go to bed at 8 o'clock, I can get up at 4 o'clock and still get 8 hours worth of sleep, and I can get a ton of implementation done, right? And so at 7:30, I'm kind of starting to get sleepy already, and Santiago is checking some stuff out on the internet, and he's like, hey man, Tesla is coming out with a new car. And I was like, oh, okay, really? I'm not interested whatsoever. And these things are like $100,000, and it's only $35,000. I was like, huh, is it that interesting? And so he's going on and on. It's got an 8-year warranty and this and that, and you can reserve one for only $1,000, and he's thinking about doing it. He said, I could sell my car, and I could do this, and, you know, and then when it comes in, and you know, they won't be delivered until like late 2017, maybe early 2018. Who knows? There's a $7,500 tax credit. And so I was like, oh, that's interesting. And so we're going back and forth, and I'm trying to listen, but I'm not really interested. And finally, I kind of, you know, convinced him that it wasn't the best idea in the world. And then I wake up the next morning, and I was like, wait a minute. What kind of luxury car could you get for $28,000, number one? Number two, wouldn't it be nice not to have to fill up your gas tank? And this one's supposed to have a 240-mile radius. And he's showing me all the fueling stations that are already, charging stations that are already there. And, of course, by that time, they'll double those. And I got up the next morning, and I was like, this is really interesting. This would be very cool, even if I give the car away. So you can only order two at a time. That's the maximum per individual. So I got up the next morning, I put $2,000 down on two Teslas that I have no idea what I'm going to do with. You don't have to pay for them until later. Don't tell Scott Zach. Whoever's listening to this, do not tell Scott Zach. Okay. But anyway, I told my wife, of course, and she's like, you got to stop traveling with Santi. The last time you traveled with Santi, you bought a house. Now you're buying cars. Anyway, the point is that you got to have people to dream with. That's what Inner Circle is all about. That's what this community is all about. Michelle and Victoria, they helped me develop that vision. We get in our meetings like we did yesterday, and we're crafting that whole thing. What does a conference need to look like? What does the future need to look like? What are the pros? What are the cons? So everybody's got to be on the same page with the vision. So again, my dream is that all small business owners would live in a sense of community. Not going to ever happen that all small business owners in the world are going to experience that, but hey, we can take that and create a vision. 200 cities with a community of 50 business owners meeting weekly in a local community. So the mission, I believe this is on your handout, so that you can understand my definition of MVP. Go ahead and get your handout out, and everything that's in red and underlined, that's what you're going to fill in, okay? Your mission is what your team does every day. In other words, the mission is the strategy to reach the vision. The mission guides every decision. It guides the hiring decision. It guides the interview process. You hire to the mission, you fire to the mission. Everything that you talk about is about really the vision, but when it comes to customer service, it involves the mission. It guides your advertising or your marketing decisions. If my mission is to provide the most phenomenal service experience ever, then I have to have clients who are willing to pay me to deliver the most phenomenal service experience ever. Everybody might want it, but everybody's not willing to pay for it. So what kind of marketing do we have to do to attract enough of those kinds of prospects? So someone comes to you with an advertising program or opportunity or whatever, and hey, there's a whole bunch of people in your industry that are making all kind of money with this. Yeah, but that doesn't produce my target market. We've done everything completely different in our sister company and our service company. John Torres in the restoration industry has done everything completely different. Yesterday, Elisa's marketing person, Michael, was doing a ride-along with Aliki and learning the referral marketing, not learning it, but perfecting it because he's been doing it for a while. What architect do you know that goes out and gives out cookies shaped like a building? And, I mean, that thing's just working for them. They do things different there. So it guides every decision. It guides who you hire. It guides how you pay. It guides everything. And your mission establishes your desired culture. So when we started getting onto this community thing, and we realized that not only is it our differentiator, but that also people like Mark Miller, who is a best-selling author and chief operating officer of Chick-fil-A, said at a seminar that I was at with him that community is the big differentiator, and they have it internally, and now they're creating ways. I'm going to show you one really cool way at the conference this week that they are creating it in their customers. And so that establishes your desired culture. Our mission in the inner circle is to create or provide or deliver, whatever word you want to use, I'm still playing with those words, the most phenomenal community experience ever. Why? Because when you are part of a functioning, true, loving, caring community, a phenomenal community, now you have the support, the encouragement, and the accountability to become the person that you were created to be. Now you have the support, the encouragement to go dream, to do the things that you've always wanted to do, and the accountability. In the context of community, you implement because you don't want to let anybody down. And you have all this support around you. This is how I got healthy, is through support, encouragement, and accountability. I got healthy again, or at least I lost weight. I'm assuming I'm getting healthier. I'm going to find out when I do my next checkup, but I feel like I'm about to fly off the planet. I'm so high on this stuff right now. But the thing is that establishes your culture. What kind of culture do we have? Well, at our service company, it's an outstanding service experience. Who could ever believe? And Inner Circle, it's community. It's true, supportive, encouraging community. And we hold each other accountable. And we just want to go deeper and deeper and deeper into that. So when we carry out the mission of creating, delivering, providing the most phenomenal community experience, we will end up with that culture. The culture is an outgrowth or an outcome of carrying out the mission. So our mission at Phenomenal Products is to help small business owners stop being a slave to their business. Once they get into Inner Circle, it becomes about the community. But we have to engage them and educate them and entertain them first, create that experience, help them stop being a slave and at least get that in their mind, and then you can start implementing. Next is values. The values are the standards you live by. Values define who you are as a team. Values are how you act. Values support the mission. Values define your actual culture. See, we can have the mission of provide the most outstanding service experience ever, but do we have values? Are we living out those values? Are we living out the standards? Are we being the people that we need to be? Are we acting the way that we need to act to make that mission even possible? So our five values are reputation, experience, education, systems, and guarantee. Protect our reputation and promote it. You know, when it comes to experiential marketing, when it comes to relationship marketing, testimonials and being involved in people's lives and just all the experiences that you have, you can post on Facebook, you have lunch with people, you have parties, you entertain them, you give to them, you share it with them, and it becomes amazing. And your reputation, Joseph Michelli said that a brand is nothing more than what people say about you when you're not around, and your brand, your reputation, is created through the relationships that you build. And so if you want to grow big and you want to have it be meaningful, then what you have to do is create a relationship marketing system, really, to be able to manage all those contacts and still have an impact. And you got to have a team who loves people and that will love on your people for you. Number two is experience. We want to have the most experience possible in what it is that we do. Third is education. When you provide education, not only is it a phenomenal marketing tool, but educating people and giving them the information in your industry sets you apart as the consultant. If you have a sign business, hey, what are the best kinds of signs for this? What do you, when you place a sign, how big do the letters have to be to see it from X amount away? I mean, you could take any company and create a whole education stream. And then systems, we can't provide the most outstanding service experience if we're not on time. We can't provide the most outstanding service experience if we take up people's time and we don't have the stuff that we need, and you know, we don't show up for appointments and those kinds of things. If there's one thing that absolutely burns me up and makes me just jump up and down and stomp my feet, is if we disappoint somebody, if we don't show up for a call or whatever, it just drives me insane. It's just it cannot happen. And then finally is your guarantee or your commitment. And what does that look like? Do you do what you say? Do you follow up? Because the thing is that you can put that on the brochure, but whether you actually do it or not, whether you actually take care of people or not, is going to affect your reputation, and you're not going to accomplish the mission. And then finally, the purpose is the why behind what you do. How does it make a difference? In other words, what's the hole that would exist if your business wasn't there? Would people be taken advantage of? Do you have unscrupulous competitors? Do you have an experience that helps people so much and is so meaningful to them that their life wouldn't be the same? You know, in a service business, any kind of service business, and we're all in the service business, you can touch people. You can inspire people. You can make a difference in their life. And that's the motivation, inspiration. That's why great people want to work with you. That's why Santiago chose this career path over college. He got a taste of being significant in other people's lives, making a difference in their lives. And as John Maxwell says, once you get a taste of significance, success will never satisfy. Now, we want to do fun things. We want to buy cars. We want to buy houses. We want to, you know, we want to do a lot of cool stuff. But more than anything else, we want to help people. We want to make a difference. We want to, you know, that's why I love Zig Ziglar so much, is that, I mean, every single day he just touched people. He just touched people. He inspired people. Everywhere he went, he left such an amazing legacy, because one person at a time. It wasn't about seminars. It wasn't about books. It wasn't about CDs. It wasn't about speeches. It was about making a difference in the lives of others. In fact, that was part of their mission statement for a long time. You know, making a difference. And then in your purpose, again, this is the why behind what you do. Simon Sinek wrote a great book called Start With Why, How Great Leaders, look at this title, How Great Leaders Inspire Everyone to Take Action. See, a why company gives people motivation. Most companies are what companies? Have you ever been to a networking group and somebody stands up and says, "Hi, I'm Sue Smith. I'm a CPA and we do taxes. We do everything from, we can do your bookkeeping, we can do this, we can do that, we can do your taxes, and you know, we do everything from A to Z, soup to nuts, and you know, if you need something, give us a call." And then the next person stands up and says, "I'm Bob. I'm a plumber. If you get water in your house, or you know, we do this, we do that. We fix toilets, we fix faucets, we replace water heaters." There's no differentiation. And if you're going to have differentiation among your clients, if you're going to really position yourself as being unique and different, you know, that starts with your team. Your team has to know why you do what you do, not just what you do or how you do it. And so you can go from a what company to a how company. And, you know, actually I did that for a long time. Here's how we're different. Here's how our processes are different. Here's our mission statement. But when you really dig into the purpose, when you really dig into the why, and you really share with people why you do what you do, when your team gets a taste of that, when they know how it makes a difference, see, you want to create a phenomenal community experience in everything that you do in your business. Our purpose at Phenomenal Products is to help small business owners have more life, live in freedom every day. See, there's no freedom in being a slave to your business. I was thinking about this the other day. I'll try it on for size with you. But the thought came to me, and I was with Santi, and we're just talking about how people are just so locked up and everything today in our society. And I started thinking about that acronym, Living in Freedom Every Day. And I said, you know, if you're not living in freedom every day, you're living a lie. When you take the freedom out, you're living a lie. So L-I-F-E-L-I-E. And the reason you're living a lie is because when you know why you do what you do, when you know your purpose, when you know why you were created, that gives you freedom in your mind and in your heart. You could still have tremendous problems and tremendous issues. But it doesn't matter because you know why you do what you do. And as Jim Collins said in this book, so many times your business purpose is born out of your personal purpose, your personal passion. And this is what we're going to be doing, by the way, at the Destined Dream Retreat. That's July 28th through 30th, by the way. I have a new message I'm going to share with you all on Saturday when I close the conference, and it's called Gift from the Sea. Gift from the Sea. And what the Destined Dream Retreat is going to be all about is discovering and developing your gift. See, every human being has a gift. Every single person on earth has a gift. It's been given to them by the Creator. It is irrevocable. But in order to discover what that gift is, we have to have community. We have to have people around us that support us, encourage us, and hold us accountable. And even once we discover that gift, we have to develop that gift. How does that happen? It happens in the context of community. And what Destined Dream Retreat is all about is nothing more than community, but the specific focus is going to be, how do you find your purpose? How do you find your passion? How do you live that out when maybe you even got in the wrong business? You don't even, you know, like your business anymore. I was there. And so that's what we're going to dig into. It's going to be very, 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 very powerful. All right. So again, our purpose is to help small business owners live in freedom every day. All right, so I'm done actually a little bit early today. Tom Ziegler was going to be on today, and he has a speaking engagement, so we're going to get done just a little bit early. So we've got plenty of time for questions. And I have some announcements for you. First of all, if you know small business owners, we've tried to figure out a way over the years to help you help us, because people tell us all the time, Howard, this is so good. How do we introduce other business owners to you? And you know, you tell them all about the inner circle and everything, and they're just not ready for that. And then we tell you, hey, you know, get them the free stuff on the website, and that doesn't really, it doesn't happen a lot. Let me just put it that way. So next Thursday, not this Thursday, but next Thursday on the 19th, I am launching, we did this last year, I'm launching a live 6-week online course every Thursday, where at 9 o'clock Central, where we go through the 6 basic modules. Now, 2 things you want to know about this. First of all, if you're new to the Inner Circle or you need a refresher course, all Inner Circle members can go through this 6-week course at no charge. You'll get a link for it. But secondly, if you know a small business owner that needs to learn our basic systems, we're going to give you, it's only $197 for this course. $197, and they get the replay as well if they miss it, along with the handouts. And you're going to get $100 for that. So we're only going to make $97 on it, but that's okay, because we're looking forward to them being in the Inner Circle. We don't really make money on courses like that. What we're doing there is we're engaging, we're educating, we're serving, we're entertaining, and our goal will be that they'll end up in Inner Circle. And some of them will, and then you'll get another $300 for that. So if you want to help other business owners and you want to make $100 for every referral, your email invitation for this webcast today has a link that you can post and you can share. And let's just see how that works. So we sent it out to our list of all non-members. And if you'd like to get people into that, just start posting that link and they can go to the page and find out all about it. Also, another thing that I wanted to share with you is Thursday night, 7 p.m. Central, we're going to do a live stream from the conference. And the reason that we're going to do a live stream from the conference just for our VIP presentations is, number one, we're going to go over our new Inner Circle Rewards program. We're also going to share a new program that Santiago and I have come up with to help you build your phenomenal dream team. I can't have Santiago on the road as much as he is right now. I just can't do it, and the amount of travel that he has to do just with me, adding on consultations, on-site consultations. He's got 2 little kids at home. And I just sat him down and I just said, Santi, we can't do that. I'm sorry, but I can't be a part of that. We're going to have to travel some. We know that. I'm not saying that he won't do any, but we have a new idea, and that is to deliver training just for your team. It's not an open webinar. It's just for your team, where he's on videotape and he's looking at, or video, live video. He's looking at your team. They're looking at him. You guys are interacting, and so we're gonna lay that out on Thursday night. And everybody who gets that package is gonna be in a drawing to win 2 tickets to the Super Bowl. Now, the reason that we're doing Super Bowl tickets is because the Super Bowl is going to be here in Houston. And if you know anything about the Super Bowl, when you go to a city that's having the Super Bowl, even if you get tickets to the Super Bowl, a hotel that's normally $100 a night is like $600 a night. People, like, they rent out their house. And so what we're going to do is, I paid $8,900 for two tickets. I'm going to give those two tickets away on Saturday, and whoever wins those tickets, you got to pay for your airfare, but you're going to stay with me and Denise at our home. We're going to have some strategy sessions. We're going to eat some good food together. We're going to have a phenomenal time of mentoring and sharing, and Denise and I are going to go to the Super Bowl with you. So if you'd like to really train up your team and win, have the chance of winning two tickets to the Super Bowl, then be there at the VIP dinner on Thursday night, or hook up the live stream on Thursday night. All right? Okay, a couple more announcements. We're going to do a referral mastery seminar in Destin, June 21st and 22nd. And that will be with my good friend David Fry, who is a referral marketing master. He's also an internet marketing master. And if you want to explode your referrals, learn new techniques, learn the latest in generating referrals through social, then be with me and David Fry. This is my marketing mentor. He turns down multi-million dollar deals on a regular basis. Why he's doing this for me, I have no idea, but he is, and it's a one-time only event. So we'll have registration open on that. Now, some of you might have been like, well, Howard, we were really hoping to have a sales workshop then. Well, guess what? Santiago and I spent a whole week together. So when you spend a whole week together with Santiago, you're going to come up with some ideas. It's just going to happen. So I was like, hey, what if we do the sales workshop in the afternoons? So me and Dave will teach the referral seminar, and then Santiago from 3 to 9 on both days is going to teach you the 7-step sales system, 5 ways to overcome objections, how to upsell consistently, and you're going to leave with your own custom script. So bring your salespeople. Last year when we did this, one of our members, Corey, who does our sound, he brought his team, and they're sitting there going, oh, man, this is fantastic. And he's like, you know, I've been telling you guys in our meeting about this for a year or more. They went back and started upselling like crazy. He said, Howard, they just had to hear it from you and Santiago. So we're still going to do the sales workshop, and what's going to happen is you can do one or the other, or you can do both. If you want to come and get on the beach early or after, or you don't care about the beach, you can do both. You could bring some people for one and you attend the other. You can do it however you want. So we'll get the registrations out for that as well. And finally, I am down by 27 pounds. Wait, I got to count it. 25 at least, but I weighed in a couple pounds lighter, so I think I'm down 27 pounds now. And this health thing has just gone nuts, and people are just losing weight left and right. And you can tell how much energy and how excited I am right now. I just don't know what to do with myself. So there's going to be a health webinar today at 4 o'clock Central. If you'll just email the office, they will send you the link on that if you'd like to be on there and learn how to lose weight, get healthy. And if you're going to be at the conference, we're going to have a session on this as well. Alex, my health coach, will be at the conference as well. All right, so what questions do you have in closing? Evan, okay, so the referral marketing workshop will be $497 per company. It includes lunch, and it's for two people. So that'd be great to bring your marketing director there. And a third person is $100, okay? Jonathan is claiming those Super Bowl tickets. This is one of the top bucket list items, Chief. They're mine. Watch, I'm telling you. Now, keep in mind there's going to be an investment for this program. Okay, all right. Not saying that you won't do the investment, just I want to make sure everybody knows that there's going to be an investment for this program. Okay, let's see. Elise, we're working in our office on how to conduct architectural meetings online. Don't have a solution yet, but we're working on it. Okay, well, let me know how I can be of assistance. We can talk about that at our 777 meeting on Saturday. And I've got some ideas. Think about the problems that your clients or referral sources have, and maybe it doesn't even have to anything to do with architecture. Okay. John, no, I am not going to be a speaker at Dave Ramsey's Entree Leadership Summit. Not this year anyway. But I'm speaking at another event with Brian Tracy. That's what Rick was talking about. Okay, the sales workshop in Destin for Inner Circle members, normally $497 for non-members, it'll be $297 for 747, and I think it's $79 per person for 777, Jonathan. Susan, do not share the live stream link with non-members. Do not. We're going to have a live Facebook feed going on at the opening, and so you can share that on Facebook, and we will talk to you about that on Thursday morning. But don't share the link for Thursday night. That's only for members. Okay, any other questions before we close? So, yeah, Jonathan, $79 a person for 777 for the sales workshop. Now, since I've got David Fry, I've got to bring him down there and all that. The referral marketing workshop is $497 for anybody and everybody per company. Okay? Any other questions? Hey, a testimonial from Robin Duchesne. Thanks for connecting me to Total Merchant Concepts. What a difference to work with a credit card company that cares about its clients. Hey, hey, hey! Woohoo! Yes. Sherry, I sent the PowerPoint already. I send it before I start my presentation now. So that's a little system that I implemented. Okay, listen, you guys have a phenomenal day. Thank you so much for your support. We appreciate you. Be accountable, be on your pods, engage, learn the systems, implement. We'll see some of you here in a couple of days. The rest of you will see you next time, and we'll see all of you hopefully next week, same day, same time. I'm Howard Partridge. Our passion is your phenomenal success. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.